Blog Talk Radio.
Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana, your intuitive psychic empath.
Hello, everyone. How are you doing today? It's Christiana, also known as Lady Goldie. It's my psychic name that I've used on some sites, you know, where I've done readings before. And a little bit about myself. I'm just going to read off from the description. I'm an intuitive psychic empath. I have always been intuitive and perceptive since I was a small child. And I decided to finally get my psychic business up and running again, and I'm really glad to have you all here. Please, when you call, only ask one question, no medical or legal questions. And this show is for entertainment purposes only. I aim to provide insight from a spiritual viewpoint. Oh, and by the way, you can find me on Facebook. The link is in the description box. And also, while I am a psychic, I'm also a witch who practices folk magic. I'm adept at healing hands, which is similar to Reiki. I provide spells, readings, life coaching, healing hands, and all of this can be performed long distance. So please call in or contact me privately or both. Thank you. And once again, the best way to contact me is through Facebook. Okay, so I'm going to get started. Let's see. I'll take as many callers as I can today, but once I'm done with callers, I will sign off for the night. I usually don't keep going if there aren't any more callers, and so far we only have 4. So I'm going to start with the first one, 586 area code. You're on air. Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Sherelle.
Okay. And your question?
My question is, I was wondering why if I'm dreaming about this specific person I haven't seen, talked to in 4 years, and their past relationship we had was an intimate relationship. So I was wondering, what is that about?
Okay, I'm going to draw some cards. So 1 second, I'm going to set the phone down.
Okay, thank you.
So I have a deck here called The Dark Wood Tarot by Sasha Graham and art by Abigail Larson. And like it says, Dark Wood Tarot, it is kind of dark. So I'm just giving you a forewarning. And I'm going to intuitively read the cards rather than the traditional way.
Okay,
so
go ahead.
I got the Ten of Wands card, and this creature appears to be like a devil or a demon, and I just feel that this is just a symbolic way of saying that it's like a spiritual kind of attachment, and maybe even like an attack in a way. And what I mean by that is, see, when we dream about people, because you want to know about the dreams, right? Because when we dream about people,
I mean, like, is the person thinking about me or what?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to explain.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
When we dream about people, it's not always the other person thinking of us, but it can just be an attachment that we ourselves have to that person and unresolved issues and trauma that we haven't worked out. And I believe that's the case here. I mean, I do believe and I'm feeling that he thinks about you from time to time, but most of it's just coming from you and coming from a spiritual realm where it's like, I'm having trouble explaining it. It's like, I just put it, instead of a spiritual attack, I'd say it's more so just negative energy that's lingering around. And usually whenever I see like a devil card or like something with horns, it makes me think of what is repressed. So there's something within you that you're repressing and shoving down, and then it's coming out when you sleep. So I feel, I'm feeling more.
So
that
means he's going to come back around?
I'm not seeing that. It seems like it's more of something from the past.
Oh.
And that's why I think he's pretty much trying to move on. And I think most of this just is coming from you and your subconscious mind and stuff that you're repressing about this relationship. Usually it'll replay in the dreams until we learn what we need to learn.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Because I have not heard or communicate with this person in about 4 years, going on five, and I don't know.
Yeah, I know that's hard.
It wasn't just a one-time dream either, so I'm like, why just keep... But sometimes my dreams be so vivid. But, okay, well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Have a great day.
Thanks. You too.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, next caller is 205.
Hi, Christiana. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi. Your name and question, please.
Patricia. I have met two potential relationship. I'm looking for a life partner, and I want you to tell me if you see between the two being a life partner. So the first one, his name is Jimmy, and then the second guy name is Demetrius.
Okay, so I'm going to pull a card for you. 1 second. I'm going to set down the phone.
Okay.
I'm doing everything on my phone, so I, like, have to shuffle the cards, too, so.
Okay.
Just going to shuffle. Okay, so I'm just deciphering what it means. I got the Tower card, and to me this means, since it's like a building that's kind of crumbling and burning, It feels like I'm hearing something about foundation, like you need a sturdier foundation with, like, yourself and I'm just having the difficult time describing things today. Like your own foundation, your own security within yourself, like it needs to be fortified and strengthened. Not that it's weak, but it's like this could use some more fortifying and strengthening to really keep yourself balanced in case, like, a relationship doesn't go as you had hoped.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as the two men that you mentioned, I was leaning towards, I think you said his name, like, Demetrius or something?
Yes.
Yeah, when you said his name, I felt more of a heart connection between you two than the other one you mentioned.
Okay.
So I'm leaning towards him.
Yes.
And a life partner, as far as being a life partner, I'm not seeing or hearing anything about life partner, but that doesn't mean that it can't happen, because it can happen.
Right.
I think it's just too early in the relationship to see, and
mm-hmm.
I don't see too far out into the future. So at this point, I'm just leaning towards that things with him are going to go pretty well. But just that you need to continue to fortify your foundation to, like, your life, which symbolically is like setting a foundation for a home, you know. You want it to be sturdy.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so the first person, Jimmy, what did you pick up around him? Did you just pick up a no, or?
I didn't really get much of anything from him.
Okay. And Demetrius is one that I've taken more of an interest in. I've been knowing him the least amount of time, but yeah, for some reason I have picked up more interest in him. So that was very interesting that you, you know, picked up that too, that he's a better, maybe better, would be a better mate for me.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes I just feel it like I felt the energy in my heart center. So I would say that it's a better connection there.
Okay. Okay, and so is there anything else? I know you need to go to the next caller. Is there anything else that I need to know that you're picking up? I don't know, that spirit would have me to.
I forgot that, and I apologize to the people, whoever I took it, blah, blah, blah. For the people that I already did a reading for, I apologize that I didn't give you your spirit animal. So for you, I am seeing a cheetah, and something about it's like moving with speed and like it's like for you to emulate that, to move with speed and agility. Like, I get that you don't want to wait around for things to happen anymore.
Yes, it's absolutely everything that I've been dealing with. Seems like it's been going in slow motion, you know. And it's just a lot of, some of this stuff is legal stuff, so it just seems like the wheels of justice tend to turn very, very slow.
Well, whatever you can do with speed and grace, I would do it, not in haste, but it's like okay to pick up the pace on different things in your life.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, and I'm just patient. I'm trying to be patient. I mean, if you don't have it, certain things will teach you. You have no other, you know, sometimes you just don't have, I mean, you just have to learn patience.
Yeah,
even if you don't want to.
Well, thank you for calling, and I'm going to move on to the next caller. If you'd like to listen, I can put you on hold to listen.
Yes, please. Thank you so much for the message, Christiana. I look forward to talking to you again. I really enjoy your show. Thank you so much.
Aw.
Blessings.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, so the next caller, 631.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Can you,
can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, your name and your question, please.
My name is Suzanne, and my question is, will I be moving this August to Florida, North Carolina, or staying on Long Island?
I'm leaning towards Long Island.
I really don't want to stay here.
Okay. Well, that's what I was hearing. And the scenery looked kind of like it would look in Long Island. So that's what I'm leaning towards for now. It doesn't mean that it has to be your life just for a while.
Well, I don't know. No, God help. I'm going to North Carolina tomorrow, and I'm applying for a school job and trying to get an apartment. Then I applied for teacher aid jobs in Florida because I'm alone here. I have my family all over Pennsylvania, Florida, North Carolina. I don't want to live here alone.
Okay, well, I don't blame you. Well, you know, anything can happen, so if you are really set in stone that you're going to move, then I think you can make it happen. So I believe in the power of manifestation, and maybe it just hasn't fully manifested yet, but it will.
Well, do you see North Carolina or Florida?
If I had to choose out of North Carolina and Florida, I'm leaning towards Florida.
Okay. Yeah, I want to move in August because that's when school jobs, and I don't want to wait. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to stay here another year and a half. Oh, my God, no.
Yeah, well, being alone is tough, so.
But not only that, rent is very expensive on Long Island.
Oh, there's. Okay.
One bedrooms are $1,640 for plus cable electricity, and that's the cheapest bedroom. One bedrooms are going for $2,000 and $3,000 for a one bedroom apartment. I don't make that much as a teacher, a teacher assistant.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's all I'm really seeing there. And as far as like a spirit animal, I got the beaver, and I think this has something to do with You know how they build dams?
I'm getting
that this has something to do with, for some reason, like protecting something. What is it in your life that you feel the need to protect? Because whatever that is, it's a good thing that you are protective of it. And I'm trying to narrow it down to see what it is.
I don't know.
Something to keep in mind for later. So definitely you can look up the beaver on Google under the beaver totem or beaver spirit animal.
Yeah,
so,
it's hard. My son's in North Carolina right now, but he has a year and a half to go there. So I don't know if he's going to stay there or come back to New York, but even if he comes back to New York, he's only 22. When he comes back, he'll be 23, 24. You know, it's not like he can take care of me. I got to work the rest of my life if I don't find a man.
I see. Yeah, that it can be really tough to be alone. I can relate to that. So I'm wishing you the best, and I got to move on to the next caller. I want to thank you so much for calling. Okay, 805, next caller.
Oh, thank you, Christiane. This is Donna. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? What's your question for me?
I have a housing appointment because I'm on HUD, Section 8, July 11th, and I wanted to know, am I going to pass the housing appointment? Are they going to give it to me for another year?
Okay. One second.
Okay.
I'm seeing yes, that you will. There might be some hoops that you need to jump through still. I think it might be regarding some paperwork or something. But I do see that it's going to happen for you.
Oh, good. Okay, good, good, good. Okay. So I'll be okay for another year, right? Or do you think it's a better idea that I move up north with my sister and her husband?
I would say no to that.
Okay.
And
yeah,
I don't always get the reason why. But definitely lean towards. Yeah. And so that's what I got for you. And your spirit animal. Hold on. I get the eagle, the bald eagle. And something about freedom and independence comes to mind. So,
oh wow,
definitely you're embodying that in your life right now.
Because I had an epiphany.
Yeah.
I was about 2 months ago, and I'm standing at the beach looking at the sky, and the water was gray, and it was windy, and there were big boulders on the beach, so you couldn't walk. It was high tide, and I felt the whole world opening up to me. I had never felt that sensation. It was just incredible. So maybe that is freedom, you know, because I'd like the freedom to go traveling soon.
Yeah, definitely. I would, I always encourage people to look it up online too, because there's a lot more information that you could get, you know, and, that is a cool experience that you had though. Really interesting.
Yeah. Oh, it's just incredible. I've never had that experience. where the whole world opened up to me, and which kind of says what you said. Freedom, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for calling. I'm going to move on to the next caller, 917.
Hi.
Hello. Who's calling and what is...
My name is Ashio, and my question is, do you see me meeting anybody this summer? I'm single right now.
Okay. I'm going to pull a card for you.
Okay.
Just going to shuffle real quick. Okay, I got the King of Wands, and in this card there is a tall man standing with, of course, a wand. And he does really look like he's anticipating and waiting for something. So I definitely feel that relates to you, that you're waiting and anticipating a relationship. And as far as you said, you're wondering if it will happen this summer?
Yeah.
I am seeing a woman that is petite and like she has tan skin and long dark hair. She seems to be very playful. So I definitely feel that, you know, she'll be coming into your life. And I didn't get a specific time frame as to when you'll meet her. But I'm leaning towards September, so somewhere in there. But don't get discouraged if it doesn't happen that soon. Just try to be patient in waiting for that person to come.
Okay.
And let's see. For you, for the spirit animal, I got a lion.
I am a Leo. I'm a Leo.
Oh. Okay, well, it's like this, it's about strength. You being strong right now while you're single and just staying strong and hanging in there. So that's what I got for you.
Okay, that's good. I look forward to that.
Okay, thank you for calling in. I'm going to move on to the next caller now. 216. Hold on. 216.
Yes, hi. My name is Patricia. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Your question?
Yes. I'd like to find out, well, I'd like to figure out, how to get, oh boy, I'm sorry. How else I can get and to really remove these hindering persons who neighbors around me in this particular building I'm in. in Cleveland, Ohio. It's just always some drama, and it's just negative energy, period. Yes, I am moving in August, but it, you know, it's extended to, you know, the maintenance staff not doing any repairs for the longest time, and they still have things to do. But yeah, there's a particular tenant next to me who has just been. So if there's something else other than I put salt at my doorway inside as a protective energy. Sheesh.
So I mean, you'd have to. I personally would talk to the manager first, but if that, you know, that doesn't work, definitely work on some kind of like a candle magic or something.
And what type of candle magic do you suggest?
Well, I've used black candles to like banish people from a certain area or just away from me, and it seems to work. Or I'll put that you could even do a freezer spell and freeze them so their behaviors stop.
I didn't hear the last part. You said put their name on a piece of paper.
Well, yeah, you can put their name on a piece of paper, and you could freeze it with, like, baneful herbs or spices that will get rid of the person, and freeze it, and then it should freeze their behavior. So, but as far as actually getting rid of them, I do the candle magic with the black candle for banishing.
Yeah, I mean, it's just been. I mean, it's just this whole negative energy in this town, Cleveland, Ohio, and it's just. And I do protective shielding every day to protect my energy and myself. And yes, I'm, you know, moving out of here, but it's just been something else. So. Should I just buy black candle, say, from anywhere, like, say, a Dollar Tree store? Will it be effective in giving it the intention and direction?
Yeah.
Or from me? Okay.
Anywhere,
yeah, okay.
Really. Anywhere you can get a black candle. I think the cheaper, the better, I always say, because I get a lot of mine from the Dollar Tree.
Yeah.
And you... of course, there's a process of what you would want to do. It's a lot to explain, but I would definitely look up on Google, search how to do candle magic, and it should tell you. Usually you do the cleansing and the grounding. You do the, you know, cleansing and consecrating your space, and then you would anoint the candle, and you would, like, set your intention, and then you would keep doing it for, like, probably, like, 4 to 7 days until burn it a little bit each night until they finally leave. And sometimes it'll take longer than you'd like, but eventually something will happen where it'll shift and the person will likely move.
Well, yeah, I'll be moving in August. And of course,
yeah.
I mean, he's not the only person, you know, it's just the building I'm in. Like I said, this whole city of Cleveland, it's just got a really harmful, just really heavy, negative energy. And I tried so hard to get out of here sooner. So, but you're saying look up candle magic on Google or go by the directions.
Yeah, and even you could try on YouTube, Hoodoo Delish. And there are a bunch of different candle spells that she does, and I'm sure there's a banishing one in there that you could watch and take notes.
You said Hoodoo Witch. Is that the name of the person?
Hoodoo Delish with a D-E-L-I-S-H.
Okay. All right. Yeah, because it would be a lot of people. And, you know, like I said, just this town. Okay.
Yeah.
Not hardly doing that until I'm... Yes.
Okay. Sorry.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
For you, I got a porcupine as far as your spirit animal. And I think that's fitting to what you've been going through. It's just a protection and that you're really good at, like, defending and protecting yourself. And I would say even people that you care for. So that's a great spirit animal to have. I think they're pretty strong, even though they're small, they're pretty strong.
Yeah, the needles. Yeah.
Right.
Well, thank you. Is there anything else that I need to know or do?
Nothing else comes to mind at the moment, but if you want, you can see on my Facebook page and I can try to help you out a little bit. It's in the description box, the link. All right. Well, thank you for calling. I'm going to go to the next caller. 951.
Hi, calling in. How are you doing?
Hello. What is your name and your question?
I'm Nathaniel, and I'm looking for a new place to live. Do you see me coming out or something?
Okay, one second. I'm going to shuffle and draw a card. Okay. So for you, I got the High Priestess. And I'm looking here. Just intuitively that you haven't exhausted all your avenues in order to look for like a place that is affordable to you to move to. Like there are other avenues and places that you can look into to move to. So have you looked into like different websites and different apartments?
Yeah, I've just been looking on Craigslist. Craigslist right now.
Well, there is also other places you could look for, but you'd have to Google it. Like I'm talking a lot about Google today, but you would have to Google it and put in the search engine what you're looking for, and then there will be different options that you could you know, find. If you're looking for, you know, your own apartment, or if you're looking to share a bedroom in a house or something like that, there are a lot of different avenues that you can look at, and you have to be really persistent these days because housing is hard to come by, especially if, like, maybe you might have a lower income. So I just encourage you to really put yourself out there and really be persistent and believe that you'll get a place. And I believe that you will manifest it as long as you stay positive. I'm getting that it's going to be a while. It's probably going to be another six months at the least. But I believe that
I have to move by July 1st.
You'll get it.
I have to move by July 1st. So I'm really looking, you know, to find a place in a week or less.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
And I also have cancer right now. I believe I being diagnosed with cancer. I take the final test tomorrow and find out. But I'm pretty sure I've got lung cancer.
Oh, boy.
So,
sorry to hear that.
Yeah,
all I can do is suggest what I just suggested and just encourage you to just keep looking, like, every day. And I think you can make it work.
It's like I get discouraged and I kind of quit looking. If someone does something wrong or I just won't look for a while, I get discouraged or I think it's something that I really need to. But there's a lot of people out there, I think they're doing scams, I think, you know, because they have a really low rent, you know, $425 for a room, you know, but it's a $70 application fee, which I think is a scam. You know, they say it's refundable, but they don't even seem to want to talk to you until you go to a website and put down $70 for application fee so they can do some check on you. It seems like an awful lot to But he says it's refundable. It comes off the first month's rent. But I think they keep the money. And, you know, because I see people that have been, you know, renting a room for 6 months, you know. I mean, I don't know how they, you know, haven't rented it or if it's a scam or something or somebody's, you know, looking for a special person.
There are definitely a lot of scams out there. So you really just got to keep be aware and don't
there's one saying for cleaning. If you can clean, you can get free rent. Anyway, he texted me back, but I couldn't send them the email for some reason of the site because I'll have to redo it or something, but I'm really not very good looking, and I got to find something really soon. So I'm just going to have to take something. I'm looking for a senior apartment, but they're not going to be done until August, you know. She said she's going to call me next week for an interview, but
I do wish you the best. I do have to move on to another caller, but what I got, the spirit animal I got for you was a horse. And again, I'm getting something about freedom. I don't know what is with the freedom and independence thing today, but I'm getting something about freedom and just letting go and being free. Okay, next caller, 775.
Oh, hi. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome. Your name and question?
My name is Wendy from Rancho Cordova, California. And I have caregivers come over almost every day. And there's an issue that started on Saturday and Sunday. The caregiver's name is Lene. I won't say her last name. And she transfers me into a shower chair, and she's supposed to let me know when it's been 30 minutes, and then she'll let me know when it's been another 30 minutes. And on Saturday, it seemed like a long time. So I said, hasn't it been 30 minutes? And she said, no, 15. And then after a long time, she finally got me out of the tub, and I looked at my cell phone, and she had me in the shower an hour and 45 minutes. And that's putting me at risk because I've had a broken back many years ago, and I have a tendency to fall. And I feel like that was elder abuse. And also I noticed that she padded her out time by 15 minutes. So I thought I'd give her a chance the next day. She came over, and this time I used my cell phone. And I saw that I'd been sitting there 37 minutes, and I said, how long have I been in? And she said 15. So that made me feel uncomfortable. And ultimately, my phone was set to ring an hour and 7 minutes after the hour. So she got me out of the tub, and I could tell that she knew the gig was up. And also, I noticed that she had padded her time with me by another 22 minutes. So I feel like that was a breach of trust and even elder abuse, because it caused me great pain, and I could have seriously been injured if I had slipped off the chair. So I told the caregiver agency not to send her back, but they did send her back on Monday. And I spoke to them, and I said, well, there's a breach of trust and a safety issue. And their attitude is like, I'm the problem. And they said, well, we're going to charge you for a visit today. And then today, I was going to have another caregiver come in, but then they said it would be Lene again. And I suggested about four other caregivers. And so ultimately, they said, well, she's already on her way. And I had notified them early in the morning with these other caregivers that I would be happy to see. So now I'm being told that they're going to bill me for today. So I contacted Claire, the owner of the business, and I told her that I believe it's elder abuse, and that I invited them to call me, but they never did it. And they're really ignoring what I'm saying about elder abuse and safety. What is going to happen? Is Claire going to support me? Is she going to tell me that I do not have to pay for these 2 days where no care was given?
I mean, I can't really go into the abuse part because that could be, like, legal stuff, legal matters. But it does look like you're going to be stuck with a bill. So that's something that you're going to have to dispute with them.
Oh, my God. And so I guess they don't care that I'm calling it elder abuse. They're just – and also, they did send Janelle a few days ago, and Janelle and I agree that we want her to be my permanent caregiver. Will Janelle show up tomorrow, and will she be my permanent caregiver from now on?
Right now, I'm not really getting a clear answer yet. So I don't want to mislead you. So I'm just not getting a clear answer with that. But I'm going to put you on hold to listen. I'm sorry. I just have to move on to the next caller. For you, the spirit animal I get is a frog. And what does frog mean? Well, I hear take a leap of faith. So whatever that means to you, just keep that in mind. And definitely, if you really feel like you're abused, I definitely seek out some kind of help from a lawyer or legal aid, something. Okay, next caller is 434.
Hello.
Hi. Name and question,
Hi.
Please.
My name's Khalil, and I have a question about my counselor starting. Do you see my counselor starting to work with me this week or next week? My counselor Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
I think it's probably going to be next week, but time frames really aren't my specialty. Want to be upfront about that. It looks like everything's going to work out, so I wouldn't worry too much about it. And is that mainly what you wanted to know?
Yeah, I do. I appreciate it.
And let's see, I'm trying to think of, for you, I got the elephant and the spirit animal. And to me, that means that you're looking for your tribe and a group to where you feel like you belong. And I encourage you to keep seeking that because I believe that you are going to find that. All right. Well, thank you for calling. I'm going to end the show now because I don't believe I have any more callers. If I happen to miss your call, I'm sorry. Once again, if you need to reach me, please look in the description box and contact me on Facebook under Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana. Thank you, everybody. Have a good night.